Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips and this is your daily news. Virtual learning environment messaging services have been suspended across all educational establishments. The measure has been taken by the Minister of Education following a spate of threats of attacks targeting middle and high schools in the last few days. Nicole Belloubet has indicated that the platform will be unavailable until at least the spring holidays so that the accounts can be reset and made more secure. In the meantime, a 17-year-old has been arrested in Hauts-de-Seine who is suspected of sending some of the threats. A demonstration will be taking place this morning at the Maurice Ravel High School in Paris, where this week the principal has decided to step down. The head of the lycée resigned after receiving death threats on social media after asking a student to remove her veil. Today's protest has been organised at the call of the Socialist Party and students and teachers will be present. There is still no trace of little Emile, the missing toddler who disappeared nearly 9 months ago in Alpes-de-Haute-Provence. Yesterday, a police reenactment took place in the village of Auvergne to try and piece together the last day that the 2.5-year-old was seen. 17 people were called to the site, including family, neighbours and witnesses. A contestant from the television show Koh-Lanta has been charged with sexual assault following a complaint from a fellow contestant. Candide Renard, the daughter of the coach of the French women's football team, Hervé Renard, reported the incident, which occurred during filming of season 19 of the TF1 show in 2018. The contestant accused of assault has denied the offences. Emmanuel Macron has said that he is ready to talk with Vladimir Putin if discussions can go towards peace in Ukraine. The president may propose inviting Putin to the G20 summit in Brazil in November. Macron has stressed that extending the invitation to Russia would need the consensus of the 19 other countries in the G20. You've been listening to today's news. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.